Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. In the studio with us, our good buddy Captain Mark Gillette from the Eclipse and Commander. Having a great show talking fishing. Here it's Halloween a week from today, and we're talking a lot of good fishing.
I just love that we're talking local Wahoo. Like, I mean, here, coming back from Let's Talk Hookup, we're talking about half-day Wahoos on the Elgato and the new C4th and all this great fishing's going on. And like I said, we get so wrapped up in a Wahoo. The Eclipse had limits of yellowfin yesterday. I mean, there's good fishing going on right now.
Crazy.
I mean, it's kind of, you know, you see, especially around the landings, you see that thing that we always talk about, the fish outlasting the fishermen, and, you know, you're kind of watching it happen right now. I mean, there's really good fishing to be had.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, and we're love talking about it, man. We want to have you talk about it this morning. Come be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to join us, have your chance to talk to Captain Mark Gillette, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the only number that's open right now, but you can also get three on our toll-free line. It's packed up right now, but there'll be plenty of shots for you on that one. That's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only talking all kinds of fishing and having fun this morning and talking about how much we all hate the Raiders, we also are giving away a really cool prize. We want to thank Mark for that, too. It's an overnight trip going fishing aboard the Commander at a fisherman's landing. Get in on all that great fishing and have a lot of fun while you're doing it. And with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Catchport today is sponsored in part by Job Site Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades. Unistrut is the original metal framing system featuring a unique weldless construction. Unistrut metal framing is a time and money-saving alternative to conventional support methods, and you can come see the largest selection of Unistrut at jobsitesupplyco.com for more details.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and talk to Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge with our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
Well, guys, we are definitely seeing some signs of our record-breaking offshore season winding down a little bit. You know, still plenty of fish, but like Ricky was just saying there, I think the guys are just burnt out. They're getting to be done, but it's by no means over, not by a long shot. There's still some good marlin fishing to be had up to the west. That water below the Channel Islands, where those fish have been up there for a few months now. Water's still 72 and clean, lots of life up there, and still decent fishing. A little slower, but still very good fishing up there. What an amazing bite that has been. And then some of that stuff is starting to trickle onto our local banks now. We're seeing a little more marlin here on the inside. As far as our tuna fishing goes, that local stuff, it's mostly smaller, and you got to find exactly the right kelp. You know, it takes some searching around to find it, but in that 14, 267, 209 zone is still holding. And like I say, you got to find that right kelp, and it's light line and small hooks and anchovies to get them guys to bite. For those better grade tuna fish, you're going to have to take a little bit of a road trip. There's still multiple options to be had. There's still very good water around Santa Barbara Island and the Osborne. You know, Singers got on that a little bit ago and kind of wrapped it up, and everybody just wrote it off. I would not do that. Water's very good there. It's clean and warm. There's marlin up on the bank. Still some tuna fish around that zone. At San Clemente Island, too. Spots to keep an eye on for tuna fish, both the Nine up to the west and Desperation Reef down outside China Point there is both good late-season tuna sectors. And then around the 43 proper, both anchoring up on the bank and chopping and chumming and chunking there, as well as fishing the kelps in that zone. You find the right kelp there for some of that nicer tuna in Dorado also. And then with the better weather now, time to recheck that Cortez and Tanner. Water's still 70 degrees out there, but I've been saving the best for last. You know, it's got to be about those Wahoo, of course. So last night, right after dinner, my phone rings, and I look over and I see it's Danny from Fish Dope, and his first words is, "I got one." He was so...
Yeah, I got that call.
That's
back.
Right.
Mark. Yeah,
you know,
about that.
He's you know, guys, he's been putting so many people on those Wahoo for months, and now he's finally got his just reward. He got a beauty there coming home from Catalina. Say, congratulations, Danny. But let me tell you guys, there is a lot of Wahoo around here. You know, we saw that first signal last year. This year's like, oh my God, there's just, it's just been crazy good for the guys that have focused on how to catch them. But outside the nine there.
Really, Mark? I wouldn't know.
Well,
I went out twice this week, and I haven't seen one, you know.
So. I have not yet personally caught one either. It's not for lack of trying, but, oh, my God. You know, the guys outside the nine there and from San Onofre to Oceanside between the domes and the golf balls, you know, we were down there Sunday for a little bit. I cannot believe the amount of boats tacking around that ledge in there.
Yeah.
And 14 to 267 up around the rigs of 150 Southeast Bank. There's been some good fish in there, guys. And
yeah.
Then around Catalina proper, you know, it's still on the plugs and bombs and, you know, rig your marlin jigs on wire. A lot of those guys are getting bit on marlin jigs and heavy tackle. And hold on, you know, those fish lasted last year, which did not have the same conditions as this year. We are much better. But they were here December last year. So we ain't going to be fishing them right till Christmas this year, I'm thinking.
Okay. Yeah, there's one guy in this room that can say that he goes out and targets Wahoo and catches them every time.
Well, I know.
Rockhard Rick. I mean, he's like... I call him Lucky Ricky now.
I'm telling you what, that guy's got the life, huh?
He does. So anyway, fishdope.com, Danny, we talked about earlier with his 60-pound wahoo. He's been putting people on fish all year, no matter what. And, you know, you look at Fishdope. I look at it twice a day, every day, find out what's going on, where, what the conditions are. And even if you're not fishing, you can be wishing just by looking at it and save $20 right now on a hook. Using the code HOOKUPNOW on a fishdope.com new membership. Fishdope.com, just put HOOKUPNOW, all small letters, no space, in the code box. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. Phone number is 714-840-4262. Website, which is soon going to have pictures of a brand-new bait tank, which might go on a brand-new 25-foot Parker from some guy that I know.
Whoa!
PacificEdgeTackle.com.
Cool.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. Your boat's almost here, huh?
Yeah, I talked to Kevin yesterday. Our boat is officially on the road headed for West Coast Marine. So
nice.
Pretty ecstatic and excited aren't the words. Those don't even come close
and
to
describing. And it's going to have a Pacific Edge bait tank.
Wouldn't even dream about putting anything else on the back of that thing.
What are you putting on there?
Well, we talked about it, and we're going to make sure that the fit is right, but I basically put my thought into Mark's hands and just said, all I want is a Pacific Edge tank. Mark's the best, and all we want to do is hold an absurd amount of bait. And he just said, I got the one for you. Come on up. So that's what we're doing.
Ricky, I canceled that idea. We made you something brand new and special. You're going to have number one part out of a brand new mold.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Wow. I mean, how many gallons?
Well, we haven't even... got the bottom in it. I looked at the shell the other day. The first part's out of the mold, but we'll do the official test soon, but it's going to be 85 to 90 gallons.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
Put down on my boat.
That's what I'm talking about.
Really?
But, you know, the things that I've learned over the years is, you know, you trust the people that know how to do it better than you do. And I don't know about bait tanks, and I know the guy that does the very best in the world, and that's Mark. And so all I said was, you know our platform, and you know what we want to do, and we want the very best tank. And that's it. And wash your hands of it and know that the guy that's the best at it is going to put the best thing on there. And that's exactly what we're doing.
There it is. Mark, how do we find you? We want the best bait tank in the world.
We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach, 714-840-4262, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I'll send you a picture of that shell right now, Ricky.
Right on, man. Can't wait.
Mark. Yeah. Talk to you next Saturday.
Right,
appreciate that.
Hey, well, a place that we've been talking about all morning that has had some phenomenal fishing, and that's C4 Sport Fishing, and our buddy Marcos is standing by. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning. I think we've had some similar fishing to what we've been seeing there. Still some good fishing on the half day, catching yellowtail, bonita, calico bass, sand bass, some rockfish, the other exotics in there here and there. The three-quarter day, the San Diego has been fishing out the islands looking for yellowtail, bonita, same thing, calico bass, sand bass. And I know we saw a few more wahoo in the count this week. So pretty much what we've been seeing for a while here. Still got some nice weather. I mean, it got a little gloomy there for a bit. It looks like things are back to normal there. And we're going to keep running these trips. The half day will keep running. The three-quarter day to San Diego is scheduled for the islands there. So passport is required. Those offshore, or the one-day trips, excuse me, going offshore looking for yellowtail, dorado, and skipjack. Slow down a little bit. Had some good counts in there. Definitely a little slower the last couple of days, but they'll keep going out there until Either the fish go away or the people lose interest. But overall, good fishing. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have our full schedule up there for those half days, the three-quarter days, the 1 days. We have some longer trips in there also if you're looking for two and a half, three-day trips. There's a few here and there. And you can find it all up there. You can make reservations straight online, or you can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. We're happy to help you guys out and get you out there fishing.
Marcos, I just can't get over the fishing that we've been having, and Seaforth has just been at the forefront of it all year. And we've been having so much fun talking to Mark about half-day wahoos and local wahoos and the crazy good fishing that's still going on. It's been so much fun to watch this season go down, and we're pumped for everything that's been happening there at Seaforth Sport Fishing.
It's been a great season so far, and I'm sure we've still got some more fishing to come here.
Yes,
couldn't agree more.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next week. And that is our catch for today. We're going to be getting a report here real soon, a lobster fishing report, which is going to be
fine.
Kind of fun. Yeah, for sure. So we'll jump into that. And, in fact, let's go jump into that right now. Captain Brandon Hayward is on the lobster. Good morning, Brandon.
Hi, good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Doing great.
So you've been catching them, huh?
Yeah, it's been good. I think everyone's still mostly focused on fishing or just spending time after a great summer, but you've been at the island for 13 trips, I think, and limits every time over there.
That's crazy.
Limits every time. That's the Brandon guarantee, right? The one-man charter guarantee?
Yeah, that's it. I'm doing that for October, November, December, and March. Not that January and February is any slower, but I like to have a little bit of time off, so I try to kind of front load and back load those trips.
Yeah, Roger. And I see now you have the Ace Line Hauler aboard.
Yeah, well, you know how deep I go sometimes, Pete.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's a,
is that
it's
thing the greatest thing on earth?
So deep.
It's incredible. No, it's really good. And the guys still have to put in a little bit of work and pull it and drop it and everything, so it just adds to the experience for sure.
But it just makes pulling those deep ones just that much better.
It's like still the effort of hoop netting, but you're just not tired and sore when it's over with.
Yeah.
You know, like
it's kind of like when we first started using two-speed reels for, you know,
right,
shorter range, long-range trips. Once you catch a couple fish, you're like, oh, man, I can't believe we're doing it the other way.
I know. I can't even imagine going hooping without the Ace Line Hauler. It's just, once you, it's kind of like you say, it's like a two-speed reel. Once you use it, you can't go back.
Yeah, no, that's the
ticket. No, it's been a great addition. So I just wanted to call in. Put that out there, and you know, if you have your own boat or you want to come out with me, either way, it's really good lobstering that's El Nino as well.
Yeah, so tell me, how do we get aboard? I want to come.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, the boat will be in, I've been based out of Catalina for a little while here, but the boat will be at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing as of November 1st.
Cool.
I don't have anything open, I think, until like November 11th, I have an open party, and I have some stuff later on in the month, and I have a few dates in November for charter if anyone wants to come out. And as long as there's some wahoo to be had, we're definitely trying for those things coming and going.
I would say there's nothing been cooler than an occasional picture we've seen on your Facebook page and things like that. Then
we had it on our Hookup 1090 page, a feature photo last week.
A pile of lobsters with a wahoo sitting next to it.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And just the fact, you know, it's great to catch such an exotic fish, but you know how it is after you've caught one or two. It's neat to catch them at a place that's really special to you or in shallow water. So the fact that you can troll down Catalina and have a shot at catching a wahoo is just incredible. Even if you go into the tuna club and you look through like the annuals and all the photos and everything, this is one thing that's never happened at that island. And this is the birthplace of modern West Coast sport fishing. There's never been wahoo caught there before. And this year there's been definite double digits.
Amazing.
How rad is that?
All right, how do we get a hold of you if we want to go fishing with one-man charters?
I had a phone until I dropped it in my coffee.
Uh-huh.
So, way to go, Brandon.
Yeah. So the best way to probably just go through my website, onemancharters.com. And then after the first, you could always call Dana Wharf and just book your charter through there as well.
Oh, you can book it right through Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Yeah, yes.
Very good. All right, Brandon Hayward, onemancharters.com. Thanks for the lobster report.
Okay, thanks for taking it. Have a good day.
See you,
Brandon.
All right, see you later.
That's so rad.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing that's so cool about that, too, for, you know, guys that maybe hooped on the coast or up and down but haven't gone to Catalina, obviously where some of his trips are, is those Catalina bugs are big, man. Like, they're
nice.
These aren't like,
and they're
just
sweet.
They are so good.
Yeah.
Clean water.
And the reason Catalina is so good is it doesn't get commercially fished.
Mm-hmm.
And so that year round, you can get good nice quality lobster on that front side of Catalina. Mm-hmm. So it's illegal to commercially fish so that the hoop guys have an opportunity to actually get some nice quality stuff.
Cool. Yeah. Very, very cool.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are definitely packed up. This time we're going to talk to Paul. He's calling us in Bellflower. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Mark.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
Mark, those jigs that you were talking about, I know where to find some at Fisherman's Depot in Bellflower. Mo found some while he was looking for some stuff for me, and he found a whole bunch of those jigs. Anyway,
awesome.
My question is, Mark, the traditional peak season is coming to an end, traditionally, in parentheses. Are you guys going to lower your prices to that to adjust to the traditional off season while the fish is still biting, or are you just going to keep it the way it is?
You know, for the most part, we'll lower our prices shortly, but the cost of operating is still the same.
Yeah.
So, and
yeah, that doesn't change.
That doesn't change. That's a constant. So, you know, a lot of boats do. You know, that's their prerogative. I like to think that we sell on our experience and what we bring to the table, the safety of the vessel, the crews that we maintain, and be able to offer that and do that for our customer base. It comes at a cost. So, you know, we're like I said earlier, the Eclipse is going to be pretty much running whale watch trips here. Hopefully the Commando will get some trips out, and I'm sure there's going to be a slightly discounted price, but it won't be too far off. Especially, I mean, more really over, so we're running further to go get what we've got to go get.
And so you're burning more fuel.
You're burning more fuel.
And that's the number one cost, right?
It's the number one cost. Yeah. Your fuel and your labor expense, you know,
sure.
Sport fishing. It adds up, you know.
You must add a lot of expense on food because the quality of food you serve on that boat is pretty amazing.
Yeah, you know, and people, you know, they just got to realize that I like to think that you get what you pay for,
yep.
You know. And, you know, the Eclipse and the Command, you know, our charter prices are a little bit high. I mean, they are high, you know, but
What you pay for.
You get what you
That's
pay for.
Yeah, and you know what else, too, is your trips are all-inclusive. People have to understand that. They include...
Right.
Everything, right?
Yeah, when you really break it down, you know, one thing as a passenger, I like to go fishing on boats, too, and buy a ticket and from time to time and go out on and experience what it's like to be a passenger. And for me, when I get down on the boat and I get hit with this and hit with that, I would just rather have a number that I pay, you know, and then it doesn't include any gratuities or fish cleaning or rod rentals. But
so your prices include permits, FMMs, if necessary, fuel surcharge, food. The whole gambit.
Yeah, there's no fuel surcharge. You know, it's included in the price of your trip.
Yeah.
FMM, usually we don't include those
okay.
only because we don't know. We don't want to have to charge you for something and then, you know, have to give it back or you have to deal with that money exchange if it's not necessary.
Okay.
A lot of times we may say, hey, we're going to go, you know, to, I don't know, let's just say the Coronado Islands and then we find out there's a really good wahoo bite Dorado bite or something in U.S. waters. Well, you know, there's no need to go in. And so that's the only thing.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's head down to Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. It's a big day today. We talked about it last Sunday. Ron Lane's on the line.
Hey.
Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. Ricky, I'm not worthy. I can't believe that picture I saw with those three big old wahoo. God.
The day after we were in the same place trolling the same thing.
You are the man.
He is.
Thanks, dude. It was fun.
I am so impressed. Anyway, yeah, we got a big demo day going, and the other thing I'm impressed with is those new boats we got in.
Tell us about it.
We got the new I-11, which is an inflatable Mirage Drive kayak that's also a stand-up paddleboard. This thing's amazing. We're going to have it in the water today. We're going to be blowing it up. We're going to have little lessons on the new I-11 and the I-9. I think your brother-in-law has an I-9, Pete, but the new one has that new chair in it like the Outback does.
Really?
Woo-hoo!
Man.
Very comfortable.
Yeah, so this is something that you can put in a backpack, throw it in the back of your car, or check it as a piece of luggage and take it with you wherever you go.
Oh, yeah, we're already starting to plan our trips. I mean, there's some places I'd like to fly into, throw a couple of these in the back of the rental car, and all of a sudden you're in a really great spot with a really great fishing kayak.
Yeah, so this, you're going to be demoing those for free today, as well as all the Hobie kayaks, the all the Mirage Drive, including the Pro Anglers and everything,
well,
right?
Yeah, the Pro Angler 17 is one that we are really going to focus on today because I fell in love with it again. I went fishing with my wife and my granddaughter last week, and right at sunset, it was a gorgeous sunset, taking that little boat out. I'm telling you, it was like we had a skiff. And
yeah,
with the two Mirage Drives, they're fast.
It's amazing, yeah. So all that going on today. What time's it start? What time's it end, Ron?
Oh, 9 to 1. We're
nine
gonna,
to
we're,
one. Perfect.
Right when we open up, we're going to start displaying boats, and we're going to have lessons on how to put big, heavy kayaks on top of your car, how to put them on the trailer. We're going to be launching them and demoing them. So if there's any people that are just sitting around going, hey, let's go down on the bay and check out a beautiful day on the bay, come by and try one of these wonderful kayaks.
And if you want to know how to, if you've already purchased a Hobie kayak and you want to know how to put it on your car or truck properly, you're going to be demoing that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the Rhino T-Loader, that's a really a neat feature where it lever arms it right up on top of your car. We'll be doing that today. You know, whenever somebody comes in and is curious about it, we'll just pop in the video, and we'll also go out and put it on a car.
There you go. How do we find you, Ron? Fast Lane Kayaks.
Yep, we're right across the street from SeaWorld in Dana Landing Marina. If you have any trouble, you know, finding us, just call us at 619-222-0766. It's a lot easier to find us than for me and Pete to find Wahoo.
That's for sure. We're going to try it again next week. One more shot at it, Ron. We're going.
Get him, Ron.
We're
going to
get one. All right, Ron.
Good
Ron
job,
Lane,
guys.
Fast Lane Kayaks. We'll see you real soon.
Thank you.
I think that idea of the workshops is such a cool idea.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy, one-on-one, bunch of people, cool thing to come down. I mean, even if you're a guy that knows it, you know how that is. Like, everything is all about the little tips and tricks that you learn. I mean, you might be a guy that fishes your kayak once a week, but if you pick one of those things up, it makes it so worth it.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a
it's
cool
worth
thing.
Going down.
Yeah.
What a beautiful day to go down Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission
no
Bay.
Doubt.
And learn some new stuff.
Yeah,
try
sure.
some new stuff out, too.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. Again, the phones are packed up solid. Mike in Allied Gardens, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, there's one diehard Charger fan in Allied Gardens.
I know there's a lot more than one.
Yeah, buddy.
What's up, Mike? Hey,
well, I was really interested in researching the Encyclopedia of Sport Fishing, and I found an Australian back in the 80s, they were trolling with an 80-pound tuna. You've heard of tuna tubes, you know, dropping tuna after some fish. Well, they were trolling with an 80-pounder. They pulled in, you know, a 1,000-pound black marlin, jumped it, and the photo was of this 80-pound black, tuna stuffed halfway down the throat of this black marlin, breaching the water, you know.
Crazy.
It was amazing.
Pretty
well,
awesome.
That got me interested in experimenting with larger jigs and stuff. So we took a Blade Runner, you know, one of the large Blade Runners with the different holes punched in it where you can make it dive or do different things. And we added on a 12-inch squid skirt, same color. It was a Dorado blended color. And we pulled in a 65-pound bull Dorado out of that.
Sweet.
And so
wow.
We did. I would encourage you to experiment with squid skirts, maybe even on your Marauders. Now, it sounds wild. You know, you end up with a trolling rig that looks like it's about 16 to 18 inches. But, hey.
Everything eats a squid.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's a good hit, Mike. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I like it.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information just like that. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
Time to talk about great seafood, and if you can't get out and go fishing, or even if you can, you got to go to Point Loma Seafoods because they have the freshest thing in town going on right now.
I was there literally yesterday. The fish case that they had yesterday was maybe amongst the best I've ever seen. You know, all the cool things that you would want to see, killer-looking piece of swordfish, they had unbelievable halibut, and in the showcase, fresh local wahoo.
Fresh local wahoo. I'll tell you what else they have fresh. It's not local. Alaskan king salmon. Lolly and I had it last night. We have a freezer full of coho from Whaler's Cove.
Sure.
But there's nothing like the winter king salmon, and that stuff is unbelievable. You've never tasted salmon like that.
Highest in fat, right? The highest Absolutely. Oil, highest fat, everything yeah. you want in a killer. The case down there, I'm telling you, the case I saw yesterday is maybe the best I've ever seen. When that's saying something with a place like Point Loma Seafoods.
You bet. So check it out. Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all five species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnak River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnak gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
My angler H2Oath. Like the mighty flounder, I will keep one eye on the pole and the other watching for rogue waves. I'll save water by taking shorter showers and enthusiastically celebrate Talk Like a Pirate Day. I will chat up the locals before launching in unfamiliar waters. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2Oath? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Costa, building high-quality polarized eyewear for serious saltwater anglers. Huge selection of Costa, and get a free gift with every Costa purchase. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You're leaving on the Shogun tomorrow.
Dude, I'm so
excited. Six-day Let's Talk Hookup skiff trip. You got to be excited about that.
I am beyond excited
about
that.
Okay, so Mark, you know, the year that Ricky's had, you know, blue marlin, wahoo, big yellowtail, big tuna, he's going to catch a 15-pound calico on this thing.
You know what I think he's going to catch? I think he's going to catch an amberjack or something.
Yeah.
Really cool,
like
you know.
100-pound amberjack.
Yeah, like a good one there, you know. Yeah. Bonitas or Cedros, yeah. He's going to catch a good, you know, a grouper or something, yeah, on a fly line,
maybe
on a surface gig.
Maybe a 60-pound yellowtail, yeah, on the surface.
I like the way you guys think. I'm not going to lie. I like the way you think.
You're charmed, man. This year, it's your year. It's the year of the Ricky this year. It's pretty exciting. You know, you heard the spot there for Inland Boat Center. Speaking of them, they'll be in the studio with us tomorrow talking boats. They have, of course, Defiance and Arima and a lot of other boats there. It's a huge location there in Paris. And new sponsor on Let's Talk Hookup, and they are talking boats tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, 7 and 9 a.m. I've never seen a year where more people are interested in getting their own boat.
Is this not the year
to buy a boat? And this is a good time to buy a boat. This time of the year when things are kind of slowing down, you know, and the inventories are still up there, it's a good time. So if you're in the market, you want to investigate it tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on Let's Talk Hookup, you want to listen too. And if those of you who listen to the first part of the show, we're having a sale on our website, on our store. You just go to the shop page at hookup1090.com, and you get $20 off any order of $75 or more, plus free shipping. You can get the different lures we have, the AFCO clothing, the Let's Talk Hookup hats and T-shirts. We have the Let's Talk Hookup bags. We have a bunch of stuff on there, the new coffee mugs, all on sale, $20 off any order, $75 or more, plus free shipping. You just use the code HOOK20. At checkout, in the little box there, just type in HOOK20, and you get the $20 off. So check that out at hookup1090.com. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are packed up. This time we're going to talk to Cliff, and he's calling us from Santa Barbara this morning. Good morning, Cliff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Cliff? We're doing great.
Yeah, I'm the one that caught the big bluefin 3 months ago on the Eclipse. And I just want to talk about that was the best fishing trip I ever had in a very long time. That was a fish that I thought I would never get in my lifetime. And I just want to thank the crew of the Eclipse for the opportunity to be able to do that.
How big was that fish?
It was right at, on the boat, we take him out at 200. When we got to the scales, it was like 189, somewhere in there.
Oh, wow. How cool
is that? That's a memorable fish,
dude,
there locally.
Yeah. Catch,
the fact, man, that I caught him on a flat fall, 250 gram.
Oh. A 250 gram flat Shimano flat fall. Unbelievable.
Yes. Yeah.
Good for that you.
How long did it
take you to pull in, Cliff?
It was 2 hours.
Two hour fight,
and it took three of us to get him. The skipper had to get up on the bow of the boat in order to get the last few inches of fight of the fish where they had to gaff him. And
nice.
It took three gaffs to bring the fish on board.
Unbelievable. What a catch, Cliff. Catch of a lifetime.
That's
aboard
rad.
The Eclipse, definitely.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to next year to get on the boat again and have at it again.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Congratulations on that epic fish.
I remember week after week, you know, you calling in or Adam calling in, whoever calling in, you know, reports from the Eclipse and Commander and everything, and you were a big proponent of those flat falls way early on in the game, especially when, you know, middle of summer, things are going crazy, bait situation sometimes a little bit tough. Those freaking things got bit really good.
Yes, they do. They get bit. I mean, there's times I really feel that they outperform live bait.
Wow.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, I know you were like, I got to get some of these. Do you know where I can get them?
Yeah.
Well, they're available now.
Yeah, my business partner, Christopher, he'd find them in a tackle. He would just call me up. I got them here. Do you want them? I'd buy them all.
One
thing we did on our boats is we bought enough for every passenger to fish with a flat fall. And the reason that we did that, because bait was tough. So we were able to buy them, and we let people use them for no charge. And if they lost them, they bought them. But other than that, they were able to come out and use them.
That's
when and that's just something that, you know,
something
my business partner really brings to the table. He really sees vision like that, and I think that was a really good call by him.
Very good call, absolutely.
That's awesome. You guys, you know, like you said, you do it right. You
paid off for Cliff.
Things. There you go.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, and let's go ahead and jump back into it.
You got it. This time, Kenny in UTC is up next on the line. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I used to commercial fish a long time ago, and I can remember fishing Clarion Island there with just trolling feathers, just a white trolling feather with a pink skirt for the red eyes.
Sure.
we went through like seven of them. My brother wouldn't give me any more. So we were just throwing just the heads and did a water on them.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Has anybody got a rainbow runner yet up here?
No, but that's
a good point. Yeah.
That is a good point. But like I said, I think my personal opinion is a lot of these fish are coming from Hawaii over here, and the rainbow runners tend to be more of a Baja and lower Mexico culture.
And that makes sense because of the short-billed spearfish, too.
Short-billed spearfish.
You don't see short-billed spearfish in Mexico, but you see them in Hawaii.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got one of those off of Victoria Island.
That's pretty cool, man. That really is.
Yeah,
we've got one or two on the Eclipse.
Short-billed spearfish.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
I know.
That's one I'd love to catch.
Yeah, no doubt. I remember Frank put up a picture on the Royal Polaris put up a picture on their website. They had a rainbow runner. It's not like it was super close to home, but I know that it was way northern of where they typically see them. It was somewhere on the ridge, but it wasn't the fact that, one, it was very far north, but two, it was a giant one. Like, close to 20 pounds giant.
You know? Wow.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it was a really big one. And I know that there was some, you know, abnormal rainbow runner catches here, but I certainly haven't heard of one in La Jolla or anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but Fred Huber on the Daily Double caught
amberjack.
They've caught triggerfish, which I guess triggerfish aren't uncommon here.
That's not uncommon.
Yeah.
The amberjack that they caught, that was very uncommon. You know, if you start thinking about rainbow runners, you start thinking about other species of fish down there, sierras. You know, you'd think that those sierras would come racing up here in that
hot
water.
Wouldn't that be cool? Gundy's catching sierras off the beach, right?
Oh, I think it'd be cool if we start turning them in at the islands.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, we're going back into the phones. We're talking to James calling from Oceanside. What's up, James? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning, Captain. I look forward to seeing Commander. I have been watching the renovations you guys did on that boat, and I can't wait to fish it.
Thank you.
My question today is, speaking of Hawaii, is I'm going to Hawaii in the week before Thanksgiving. I'm fishing a six-pack charter, and I'm also planning on packing a surf rod collapsible rig, and I was looking for gear tips. And also what I should expect, and I know what is the difference between an amberjack and a yellowtail, that kind of thing, and just looking for any insights you guys might be able to give me for fishing Maui for the first time.
In Maui, all right, very good. Well, you know, I'm not sure. They've had very warm water there, too. I was in Kauai in September, and they were experiencing very warm water. But they were also experiencing some slow fishing on the mahi. But there's quite a bit of ono or wahoo around. There's some blue marlin around, short-billed spearfish. And they've had a pretty good tuna season.
We carry, Captain Steve Carroll, who's good friends of, the boys up at Ken's Custom Reels, and just one of the good guys who runs a boat in Maui. And he also makes Maui Island fishing lures, which we carry in the tackle store, and we got some more jigs coming. I only say that because I talked to him yesterday, and he was over here visiting some friends and saying that he picked the perfect time because fishing had been very good over there in Maui, and then it had gotten slow for about a week or a couple of weeks while he was over here visiting friends, and he said he just got back to the island. This is two or three days ago, and the fishing has really been spiking again lately. So there's been some very good blue marlin fishing, and just like you said, there's been some good tuna to be had.
Kind of because the water's been warm, maybe it's kind of more the summer season now there, and your timing might be good. You know, you might even look that up. Steve Carroll's a great guy, former Southern Californian, worked well with Ken's Custom Reels. Ricky is looking up the website for you. You could probably contact him through his website. And Steve would have much more insight in Maui fishing. Are you staying on the west side there or the east side?
Yeah, up on the north, up at Kalapani Shores.
Okay, kind of
beautiful place. That area.
Yeah.
And just really looking forward to it. It's my first time there, and I've learned so much from this show, and my confidence is just really high. I'm just can't wait to come in and pick up a collapsible system that I can travel with to explore the shore fishing around the rocks and jetties and different things around there. And as far as gear, as far as that goes, light inshore tackle. Rick, what can you recommend on that?
I wouldn't go light over there.
No.
Fish are big.
No. No, but you know what they do have there? They do have bonefish in the shallows there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might want to, you know, call up over there and for a local guide, and they'd probably be able to give you a better gear recommendation. You can catch a lure there right off the shoreline. But I do know that there's quite a population of reef fish and stuff like that for light fishing.
And, James, you're in Oceanside. I know that Dana Landing in Mission Bay carries those Akuma collapsible rods, the three-piece, four-piece rods. They do one of those Akuma, and they're pretty reasonably priced. They do have one of those rods. It's a pretty stout rod. But what I would do is I'd try and get a hold of either Ken's Custom Reels in Oceanside just call Ken Custom Reels and ask for Ken. Tell him that you talk to us on the show, and he'll give you the number for Steve. Tell Steve that you're a friend of the show, and Steve's a good friend of all of ours, and that would be your best insight right there. You get the full inside scoop to somebody that actually fishes the island right there.
I think that's the best advice you can give, for
you
sure.
You bet. Ken's Custom Reels in Oceanside, right in Oceanside Harbor. James, have a great time. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, speaking of tackle, 2 weeks from today is a big event. Tackle Days at Fisherman's Landing. You've probably heard the spots this morning about all the different tackle that they have. 20 to 60% off the largest sale of the year. And I know you guys, you've been busting it hard there. You get to leave on the show then for a week. It's like, you know, but I know Doug's going to be really humping it next
Well,
week.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm knowing that that's been going on. The days have been pretty crazy, you know, knowing that I got to get
12 hours yesterday?
Yesterday, and then again 2 days before that, just making sure. But it's our biggest sale of the year. That includes everything. Includes all the hall shows and everything like that. It's our best one. And, you know, the thing that struck me was this morning when Mark was saying, you know, stock up on your heavy iron, the things that were so hard to get. You know, we're very fortunate at Fisherman's Landing to have some very good relationships with some of the best tackle guys, and we're loaded. You know, we're going to have a huge Wahoo, kind of a Wahoo wall for Tackle Days. We're going to have a huge thing of Salus jigs and Tatty jigs and all the right stuff, flat falls, all that kind of stuff. And everything, you know, everything is going to be right. You know, buying jigs, buy three, get one free. Do, you know, a lot of free incentives. Everything is on sale.
Day starts with a live broadcast, a Let's Talk hookup right there. We'll be broadcasting live Saturday, November 7th, right there from Fisherman's Landing. A week from today, Halloween Day. Doug Kern will be in the studio a Halloween to talk about that sale and more there. So you'll be still on the boat, just coming in, right?
You'll be coming in that morning.
Yeah, coming in that morning.
Hope to hear about his skiff Wahoo.
60-pound yellowtail you guys are talking
about. Exactly, yeah. Which one would you rather have, the 60-pound yellow or the 15-pound calico?
Ooh, well, I would take a 15-pound calico.
Oh yeah, me too. Yeah.
Absolutely,
no doubt. There's never been one caught.
Well, and I got a 52-pounder on my wall, so.
Yellowtail.
I'm not
probably caught at La Jolla.
Anyway, two weeks from today, Tackle Day. 1 week from today, Doug Kern in the studio. You
It'll
don't
be fun.
Miss that.
Yeah. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. They're packed solid. This time, we're talking to Brian. He's calling us from Wildermark. What's up, Brian? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I really can't get over the professionalism of the show, man. I mean, from information from Maui to the sat phone, down from the Lower Banks, from Oregon to Christmas Island, man, you guys got it all covered.
Thank you.
Having fun.
Yeah, the show has a real commitment to excellence.
Thank you very much.
I like the way you talk.
Get out of here with that. Very good, Brian. Very good.
Yes, we do, but we're not Raider fans.
Very good. I'll give it to you. That's a pretty good one. That's cool.
Mark, with your theory of the fish coming in from the west, with your theory of the fish coming in from the west, what do you think about the cow tuna? I mean, if they're not going to hit the lower banks, where do you think the cow tuna might land this season?
Yeah, that's a great question. That would be more of a question for Andy Cates or Frank Lopresti or somebody of that knowledge. But, you know, that fish is typically between Puerto Vallarta and the islands down below, and that kind of runs down. But that water is really, really warm, like you heard Andy say earlier on the show. You know, and that cow tuna likes a little bit cooler water. So maybe those guys are going to get a shot at that on their 10-day trips. You know, once the water starts cooling off, hard to tell, you know. But I'm sure that fish is going to be around somewhere down there, you know.
Be really cool to see that lower bank start to bite again. You know, maybe this is the water. Maybe this is the water that creates that lower bank start biting again. Who knows? You know what's going to go on?
Yeah, indeed. It's you know, there's still plenty of fish and plenty of season to come. We could get cow tuna here.
Seriously,
the water's certainly right. And you know what would be really cool is, you know those ones in Hawaii that have those big long sitters?
Yeah, when they used to call Allisons.
Yeah. It could be. It could happen here.
It could. Big Eye could happen. I mean, yeah. We just don't know. It's not over by any means.
No.
That's right.
So you just got to go fishing.
That's it.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back in again? This time we're going to talk to Ed. He's calling us from Mira Mesa. Hi, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. I have a couple of questions. One's from Arthur. About a year ago, I went on the Eclipse, and I was able to get a bunk. Down there to where, you know, I request a bunk, you know, by number. Now, are you still doing that?
Yeah, generally when we book our trip through our own website, our office personnel will give you a call and or you if you call in, and you get to choose your bunk on based of ordering based on when you book your trip.
So the earlier you book, the more choice you have.
Yeah, it's an incentive for folks to book earlier, and they'll be able to choose the bunk that they want. So,
yeah.
So
if you know the boat, you've been on the boat, you have a favorite, book your trip now.
Even if you don't, you know, Nyla will be able to help you out with finding the right bunk for you, especially for folks that have CPAP machines or older folks, you know, folks with disabilities. We're, you know, able to put them in bunks that are more suitable and more comfortable for them.
Indeed. That's cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Rich, calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, good to be here. I'm having a great time listening to this show.
Yeah, thank
thanks,
you.
Rich.
Hey, you're welcome. You know, with all the Wahoo that have been showing up in the fish counts and the party boats all the way from San Diego to even Ventura area, I want to be prepared when I'm out there, and I'm hoping maybe you can set me on the right track and line me up. I'm wondering, do you catch them on bait? How do I rig up if I'm going to catch them on bait? And what do I look for when I want to have that Wahoo rig in the water on a party boat?
Well, we did catch one on the trip Pete was on with us on bait on 30-pound test.
Yeah, that was on straight mono.
Straight mono.
Gamakatsu,
that's not what you want, though, is it?
No, it's really not.
Definitely not.
That was really lucky.
No, uh-uh. But, you know, they got lucky. You know, when I fished long range, we used to fish 40-pound test wire leaders. Those seem to work out pretty well. You can get a couple of those rigged up with some 1-0 or 2-0 hooks. Fisherman's Landing will be able to do that for you. Guys over at Ken's can do that for you. You know, you want if there's any mackerel in the tank, that's what I'd be fishing. They really like mackerel.
Do you use a sinker?
I do not. I don't prefer to use a sinker personally for tuna fishing or any kind of surface fishing unless, you know, we're on drifting for bluefin myself. But my theory has always been if a fish is 100 feet down and it wants to eat, it's going to come up and eat. It's just like if there's a burger and a beer up on the bow and you're hungry and thirsty, and you're going to walk that 80 feet that most sport boats are, you know, and you know, go up and get that burger. Fish is the same way. So
about 2 feet of 40 pound, huh?
No, I would. It's the wire leaders are generally, I would say, 8 to 10 inches long. Is that about right, Rick? A foot long?
Yeah, I would say probably maybe even a little bit more than that, like 12 to 24
yeah.
inches, somewhere in there. You know, 16, 18
don't need
inches.
A lot.
No,
you
don't.
Need to protect from the teeth.
16, 18 inches is most common. We the ones we make up in the store are 44-pound single-strand wire that's haywire twisted to just a regular good live bait hook, you know, like
yeah.
a 2-0 Gamakatsu, just a regular good J-hook. Like you say,
sharp.
You know,
J hook.
Yeah, just
you want
a
really good
yes.
hook like a Gamakatsu.
Yeah, I mean they're not an easy fish to hook. Wahoo is like the ultimate escape artist, and they're very humbling. They're very difficult fish to get hooks into. So that is definitely one of the cases where having a high end hook like a Gamakatsu hook it's not a bad call. It's your Wahoo. It's your one fish of the season. If there's a time to justify spending a couple bucks, you know, for a nice little rig, that would be it.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Thanks a lot for the call. Before we run out of time, Jim Salazar wanted to talk about Mike Lum and his experience aboard the Eclipse.
Yeah.
He had a great time. He caught a lot of fish. He caught a big Dorado.
He did. He had a good trip. And, we saw some pilot whales. And we were coming, you know, just outside the Coronado Islands. I wanted to check out the pilot whales. And Mike Lum was going up the port side. We were at the
He's
weather
with
side.
Fred Hall Show, of course.
Yeah. And, his timing couldn't have been any better. And we took a good wave right over the side. And just as I told people, you should probably go up the starboard side. And I look over the side, and I hear somebody kind of yell, and I look over the side, and I see Mike just drenched from head to toe. I just couldn't stop laughing. I still think it's funny.
It still is Mike, funny.
I'm sorry about that if you're out there.
We had to tell about it.
I'm kind of not sorry.
sorry that I'm not sorry.
Some good laughs on the phone. Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's going fishing on the Commander. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts and incredible deals on tackle. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Costa, building high-quality polarized eyewear for serious saltwater anglers. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster so you can get those bugs in the boat. Now the Ace Line Hauler is better than ever with the Bulldog Hands-Free accessory. It pulls your hoops hands-free and even coils your line. If you're not yet on the Ace Line Hauler team, you must like sore arms. Get the Ace Line Hauler and make lobster and crab hooping more fun and productive at selected dealers or check acelinehauler.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, Dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You can
right
hear that in Chargers touchdown. That's what you're going to hear a lot.
I like that. Hey, the big winner of a trip going fishing aboard the Commander, and I got to tell you, you're going to be so stoked because obviously working at the shop, I get to see that boat pull in all the time, and you are going to absolutely love it. It's an awesome ride. Ed in Mira Mesa, you're going to go fishing on that Commander. Ed, congratulations. You're, like I said, great time, really great crew that you've assembled on that boat too, Mark. I really like all the guys on the Commander.
Really, really
nice. Lots of fun.
So if somebody wants to fish aboard the Commander or the Eclipse, what's the deal?
Yeah, just go to our websites, you know, Eclipse Sport Fishing, Commander Sport Fishing. Now is also the time, if you're thinking about doing a charter next year, believe it or not, now would be the time between now and the end of the year to get better pricing before the prices go up. And it's make sure you lock in your date.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm telling you, most of the weekends are already sold out on the Eclipse. So make sure you get with us. And one thing I wanted to mention on the show, they're going to do the Tuna Awards again here next year. Right. Just got off the phone with those guys. So we'll be having Mr. Marciano, who's become a really good friend of mine.
That's right.
What a great guy.
Marciano, yeah.
Yeah, support friend of Rallo. And I think as soon as those guys get everything together, tickets will be on sale for that event again this year, too.
Oh, yeah, and they're going to go quickly, too.
Very quickly.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted on Let's Talk Hookup for that. Well, congratulations on that. And thanks a lot for all the support that you guys give us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah. Hey, we appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. Hey, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, another great show for you. A lot of talk about tuna and wahoo and dorado and marlin and spearfish and who knows what
else.
Yeah. And the guys from Inland Boat Center, James Hellman and his gang, will be here from Inland Boat Center talking about how you can own a boat and go fishing and catch your own on your boat. That's tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Adam covering for the whole thing this morning.
And, Ryan's probably pulling on a tuna
Ryan's
right now.
Ryan's pulling on a tuna on the Royal Pelagic right now. So, hey, thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow on Mighty 1090.